This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Morena, Geneva.
Morena, Morena.
Morena, Morena.
Hey, welcome, how you going?
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm feeling a lot better now.
Oh, that's good.
It's good to stay home if you feel unwell.
Damn right.
Remember that, folks.
Remember that and wash your hands.
And wash your hands.
Yes. So today we're looking at one of my favourite albums from the 1980s,
yes.
The Style Council, Our Favourite Shop, which is turning 35. It was released in 1985.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
So obviously, just a bit of background firstly about the Style Council. So they were formed in late 1982 after after the Jam split up. Paul Weller, obviously, was in the Jam. And he famously split up the Jam at the height of their popularity, completely out of nowhere, shocked both his band members and their fans by just calling it a day.
Just leaving.
Just leaving, just like that. And, yeah, it was quite a shocking moment, actually. And in doing so, he wanted to explore other things in music and basically go more in the soul and R&B direction, but also things like jazz. And he felt he couldn't do this within the confines of the Jam. So he formed the Style Council and he brought in these other musicians, Mick Talbot on keys. He was in Dexy's Midnight Runners, Steve White on drums and DC Lee on backing vocals. And she would actually go on to become his wife.
Aww.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a love story as well in that regard. And they had a great start to the band commercially. They had a number two album in 1984 and they also had some top five hits. Big 80s tracks like Long Hot Summer and You're the Best Thing. Those tracks were quite big in New Zealand. And it was quite a political band as well. In fact, he was very, very heavily involved in the sort of anti-Thatcher youth political scene. There was a campaign he was involved in called Red Wedge, which also featured Billy Bragg and Jerry Dammers from The Specials and other musicians as well. And yeah, a lot of the music was quite political, as we'll see. A couple of tracks I play, we'll touch on those types of things.
Sweet.
So the album, Our Favourite Shop, it was recorded in late 1984 and into 1985. And musically, it's quite varied. It moves around a lot, dare I say it, stylistically.
Yeah.
There's soul, there's jazz, there's new wave, there's R&B. And as I was saying, lyrically, very socially and politically charged. Some of the themes here are sort of anti-consumerism, anti-racism, and overwhelmingly anti-Thatcherism, which is obviously at the height there in the mid-80s.
Were there any pro-Thatcher musicians at the
probably,
time?
Probably, probably. But we won't mention those names.
Great.
So this was probably the most politically charged of their albums, I should say. And I guess it's very much, it's an attack on politics and culture of mid-80s Britain and a social commentary, if you like. So we're going to start first with a track called Boy Who Cried Wolf. This is the fourth single released from the record. It charted at 21 in the New Zealand charts and very strong synth-driven sort of soul pop kind of vibe, kind of funky in places, a bit of a club banger, I guess you could say.
Awesome.
It's one of the more deeper cuts, but it's a pretty groovy track.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Different from the Jam.
Totally.
Completely different.
Well, maybe that's why. That's why it was such a sudden leaving.
Exactly, it was, yes. I mean, I cannot imagine this song being recorded as the Jam.
For those of you who have just tuned in, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. We're looking
at
the Style Council.
Yes, very stylish.
Yeah,
this
we're
morning.
Taking it to 1985.
We are, yes. So the next track we're going to play is one of the main singles from the record. It's also the closing track. It's called Walls Come Tumbling Down. Mm. And this is one of their bigger hits, charting at number 6 in the UK and number 15 in New Zealand. It's quite a political song. It's kind of a revolutionary kind of, you know, take a stand, bring those walls down, you know, that kind of thing.
Get rid of those boundaries,
yes.
those barriers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pretty relevant for today, though.
Still relevant, yes.
It?
Very relevant.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Just so relevant.
Hey!
have just tuned in. This is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we're doing anniversary albums with Sam Smith,
yes,
looking at the Style Council.
Yes, our favourite shop, which is 35 years this year.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the reception.
Wait, just before the reception, what is your favourite shop, just out of curiosity?
My favourite shop?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough question.
Yeah, do you have a favourite? Like, where you're just like, yes,
probably Real Groovy or Marbix.
True.
A record store, a music shop.
I really like stationery shops.
Hey.
Yeah, that's my buzz.
Nice.
Just any type of stationery is great. Yeah.
I get that.
I wonder what their favourite shop is.
Okay, so this album did very well on release, actually. It went to number one in the UK, number six in New Zealand, and went on to become their most commercially successful album. Critics were into the diversity of the album, the coherent nature of it. And I think the general consensus is that it was definitely an album of its time, one of the more political records of the mid-80s, especially from a pop group. I mean, on the surface, a lot of new wave synth pop and new romantic stuff wasn't as political as this, I guess you could say. And to this day, it's still seen as being probably their best album and a good insight musically into sort of anti-Thatcherism and that kind of thing. Style Council, they'd gone to release two more albums before splitting in 1989 when they were dropped by their record label, incidentally, because Paul Weller had submitted to the record label a house album, and the record label was like, I don't like this, so we're going to drop you.
Well, that's kind of interesting, because someone just texted in and said that Paul Weller was quite ahead of his time. Someone called Mike.
Yes.
Hello, Mike.
Yes,
thank you for texting in.
Because they recorded a house music album, completely house music,
yeah,
in 1989, and that's kind of just when house music was starting to come up through the scene.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much couldn't miss it in the 90s.
Yeah. I think he was just a few years a bit too early when that album would have been accepted.
But I'm sure around 1989 there was a lot of people who were holding on to another sound.
No question.
That was being,
This album,
the
album that was rejected by the label actually came out about 10 years later. It's actually quite good, actually, if you're into it. Go
What's
check it
called?
Out.
What's
it's
it called?
It's called Modernism, A New Decade, I think.
That's even a great title.
Yeah.
What the hell?
But he just disappeared for a few years and came back and had a very successful solo career. He's released about 15 solo albums now, actually. And he's actually got a new album out right this minute.
Oh.
It's called On Sunset, and it's actually very, very good if you're interested in checking it out. And I just want to make a point about this record that he's just released, because he's achieved a very rare feat with this record. He's joined an exclusive club of only 7 artists in UK music history to achieve a number one album in 5 different decades.
Oh, what?
He's had number one records in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and 2020s.
Wait, what about Cher?
No, this is just in UK music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
UK.
UK, UK charts.
So Cher's worldwide.
I should be in the States, probably.
Should just be States. Oh, yeah.
But in the
UK. You've got to have one in each country.
And the only other people to have done this in the UK are the Beatles, obviously.
Mm.
John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Elvis, Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan.
Bob Dilly.
So that's a pretty impressive club to be part of, Mr. Paul Weller.
Yeah, thanks, Paul Weller. Doing very well, Paul
very
Weller.
Very good for himself, yes. So with that,
cool.
Let's finish with probably their most famous song, definitely one of them. This one actually didn't appear in the UK pressing of this record, but if you bought the album in Australia or New Zealand, it was in there at number 6 on the track listing.
Yes.
It's called Shout to the Top. It's a classic 80s track. Top 10 hit everywhere, and later featured in the film Billy Elliot.
Oh, yes, it was.
Incidentally,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Oh, here's me thinking that film was entirely T-Rex, but it's not.
No, there were the other artists there as well.
There were the other artists.
The other artists.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Sam.
No,
and,
pleasure.
I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Kakite.
Kakite. There it is.
There it is. 80s piano.
I feel like wearing a tuxedo.
Yes, going to the disco.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary. Yes,